And I believe it will also be said of this age, the first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, perhaps one even greater than at the time of the Industrial Revolution, a new world order.
Change for drugs. This defeated army, the KMT, the Kuomintang, they fled to the Golden Triangle into Taiwan. Within the Golden Triangle, they took over opium production to finance weapons purchases and the finer things in life. By the 1950s, heroin had become a nationwide concern in the United States. From Senate hearings to popular movies, criminologists blamed addicts for soaring crime rates.
Change for drugs.
These KMT operations were hidden from the U.S. public for 30 years, and it is only recently Afghanistan has captured 90% of the world heroin market. The U.S. exploited the Hmong and Montagnard tribesmen as a source of opium and used the CIA's Air America to bring in guns and supplies in exchange for drugs.
Change for drugs. Change for drugs.
The army in Vietnam to the point of reducing their fighting capacity, and after the war, these men brought their drug problem home with them.
Change for drugs. Change for drugs. Change for drugs. Change for drugs. Change for drugs.
Government promoted the drug traffic and intervened to make sure traffic would not be discovered. In the words of one former investigator, quote, "You'd be running a criminal investigation, say narcotics. You'd find out that Inspector so-and-so of your national police is involved in this. You investigate up to a point and you can't go any further. It would go to our headquarters and then it would go to Washington and nothing would ever happen. The intelligence gleaned from these people was more change for drugs, drug traffic." The senior public relations manager of the DEA offers the explanation, quote, "Their mission was to get people to fight against the communists, not to stop the drug traffic."
Change for drugs. Change for drugs. Change for drugs. Change for drugs.
Change.